And it's time for college football, and this usually takes us a little while getting. So go ahead and give us our results from last week, even though I wasn't the worst.
Yeah, I was definitely the worst.
Yeah,
I needed
Everton.
Miles College to bail me out, or I would have had an under 500 record.
He's going to get relegated.
He'll be replaced by Jeremy Law.
Relegated.
Michael Brandon coming here to make picks.
Probably better.
Look, I went 5-5. That's really not that bad. But the problem is, David, you went 6-4, and Alex, he went 8-2, and I want to give him half a point for calling Brian Kelly getting fired.
Y'all said I was crazy last week.
Well, he got it all right.
The only reason that I disagree with you about Brian Kelly is because I picked LSU to win, and I thought it would save his job. Now, had I picked Texas A&M, I would have been all over that too. But
if LSU loses that game by a one score, I don't think he gets fired.
Yeah, I do.
They were leading at halftime, and I was like, oh, this is going to be a good game.
Oh, they were going to get rid of him with an L no matter what.
And it's like the offense for LSU came out on the field and just fell asleep.
What'd they get outscored by in the second half? 35-7 or something
that? Yeah, the 7 points they score is in garbage time with a backup quarterback.
So what's our total record?
All right, so Alex now has the lead 39-21. David, you're right behind him 38-22, and I'm last place 36-24.
Relegation.
Third place is pretty good. I don't know what you're talking about.
Out of three?
That's a bronze medal right there.
That's kind of like Everton being, well, how many teams are there in the English Premier League?
20.
They'd be like 19th or 20th, and you're saying that's pretty good?
No, they're not, though. And I wouldn't be saying that's good.
They will be by the time the season's over with. Let's go.
We shall see. All right, so we're going to start off 11 a.m. Central Time, ESPN2, in the American Conference.
Oh, God.
Undefeated Navy, the midshipmen, head to Denton. This should have been game day in Denton for the first time ever.
Where is game day?
North Texas. It is in Utah for Cincinnati, Utah.
All right, so this is Navy and who?
Navy and North Texas. North Texas at home, 6.5-point favorites, even though Navy hadn't lost a game yet.
I'll go ahead and just pick this one because I know absolutely nothing about neither one of these two teams, and I really – it's kind of like two mules fighting over a dead turnip. Who gives a rat's rear end? I'm going to go North Texas.
North Texas?
Simply because they're playing at home.
And they're a touchdown favorite.
What is their name? The
Mean Green.
The Mean Green.
I'm going with the Mean Green.
I'm taking North Texas too.
Okay.
Navy hasn't played anybody.
Go ahead, midshipman.
They almost lost to Temple.
Go ahead, midshipman.
Navy has squeaked out something. Did Navy beat Tulane?
No, they have not beat Tulane. They have not even. No.
Navy haven't beat
Tulane's one loss was Ole Miss.
Yes.
Yeah.
Navy haven't beaten anybody in Division I. Come on. Go on out there, midshipman.
Well, Navy does have a really, really good quarterback in Blake Horvath.
Ooh.
But I think North Texas may have a better quarterback in a redshirt freshman that, you know, before he walked on to the North Texas program, and in high school he only played safety and receiver.
He never started
a game in high school as a quarterback. So whoever North Texas's quarterback coach is, I want them at Auburn right now. Right now, you took a guy that didn't play quarterback in high school, and he threw for over 600 yards last week.
Beautiful story. He's not going to New York. Move on.
I mean, he's not, but you never know where he may be next year with a transfer portal. Bring him on down to Auburn, please. Pretty please.
If you freeze still the coach, you might as well just forget it.
Oh, bring the quarterback coach, too. But, give me North Texas at home in this game. We'll do a clean sweep.
You went all that to say you were going to take the Mean Green.
I just want to say, though, it's going to be a high-scoring game, and Blake Horvath's not just going to lay down. I mean, Navy's going to put up some points in this game, but North Texas, just a few more.
The midshipman.
So, next up, we'll go to the Atlantic Coast Conference for a classic matchup. This is a 2:45 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. Everybody's favorite ACC teams, the 15th-ranked Virginia squad going to Berkeley to take on the California Golden Bears.
The Fighting Brian Harsons.
Brian Harsons. Are we going to pick Brian Harson in this one, David?
I'm not picking this game, period. Who cares?
It's a top 15 team.
I don't care if it's a top 4 team. Who have they beaten?
Virginia?
Yes.
They beat Florida State, who beat Alabama.
And how many games has Florida State lost?
I think 4.
Thank you. Move on.
But California, you know, they're in the ACC picture, even though they lost to San Diego State 34-0. Well, what do you guys think? California's four-and-a-half-point underdog at home.
I picked North Texas first. When do you guys go first?
I'll take Virginia.
Virginia?
I think the time change will hurt Virginia a little bit, but they've been tested. They've won the big games. I'll take the Cavaliers.
Virginia likes playing with fire. I mean, it took them stopping North Carolina on a two-point conversion in overtime to beat North Carolina, and we know that they're not very good. I mean, I feel like Virginia's flirted with it too much, and it's going to come back to bite them this week. The quarterback he's probably the scariest name to pronounce in all of college football. I'm not even going to try it. California's quarterback has a good game in this one, and California pulls off the upset at home.
Now, Cal is black and kind of a golden yellow, right?
I was red with rage at that game, so I wasn't paying attention to what colors they were.
It's navy, like a really dark navy and a gold.
And the Cavaliers are what?
Orange and blue.
I'll take Virginia. Thank you. Move on.
All right, so both go Virginia and I go Cal.
That's real good thought process.
Real good analysis. All right, so next up we'll go to the Big Ten. Big Ten's a pretty big conference. 23rd ranked USC at Nebraska. USC's 6.5-point favorites on the road. This one, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Does Dylan Rayola and Matt Rhule get this done, or is Matt Rhule already out the door towards Happy Valley?
You call this one first.
Yeah, I picked first last time. David picked first time before.
So, I think that USC's a pretty solid team that's much more physical than in past Lincoln Riley years. And I don't believe in Nebraska. So, I'm going to go USC on the road.
I'm going USC. You have Mekhi Lemon, probably a Biletnikoff finalist at receiver. Jaden Maiava is playing some pretty good football. I worry about the running game, losing a couple running backs for the season. But like you said, their defense has been playing okay, better than previous seasons, so I'll take USC to pull it off.
I kind of feel like Matt Rhule is not only going to go out the door, he's looking out the door. That's a little concerning for me. USC let me down a couple of weeks ago. I don't think they do it again. I really like the way Lincoln Riley coaches. Give me USC.
All right, clean sweep for USC. All right, this is I was struggling to pick non-conference games this week, and this one This is going to be fun. All right, so we're going to do a conference game here, technically a conference game, 6:30 p.m. Central Time on CBS. The 4-4 Washington State Cougars taking on the 1-7 Oregon State Beavers. Oregon State at home is a 3.5-point underdog to Washington State. This is a conference matchup. We like doing conference games.
I don't give a fat rat if it's a country matchup.
The Pac-2.
1-6 and 4-4.
Hey, Oregon State's the best 1-7 team in the country.
What were you smoking when you picked this game?
It's a close one. Look at the pick'em.
I guarantee you I can find some other games that are pick'ems with better records.
Hey, Washington State's put up good fights. They played Virginia close. They played Ole Miss close. Oregon State almost beat Houston.
The only thing that Washington State's got going for them is that flag shows up every week at daggum game day.
Washington State's got former Auburn player Wesley Steiner in the linebacker core.
Good for them.
There's a reason he's former.
Definitely. Sir, I've never seen worse hips on a linebacker. He was moving through mud the whole game.
So, you want me to pick this first?
Yes, your turn.
Washington State's 4-4, and they're playing who?
Oregon State, 1-7.
Listen, the only thing a beaver's good for is cutting down a tree. Give me Wazoo.
Wazoo.
All right, I got to make up ground somewhere. So give me Malik Murphy home. Oregon State gets the win at home.
You know
Malik
what?
Malik Murphy earns his $3 million.
Giddens, put the shovel down.
Do you know
put
what?
Put the
I,
shovel down, Giddens.
You know what I did with that?
What?
Me and you, I don't know if I had vibe going on with you, but I used that reverse sociology on him.
I was picking Oregon State from the get-go.
Where he would take a 1-6 team.
If you guys both pick Oregon State, I'm still picking Oregon State.
No. Go ahead. Who's next?
Now we're in the conference. That it just means more in.
It just means more. It's just not for us.
It just means more.
So one more game, then we're going to come back.
Yeah. We'll do the first game of the SEC slate, Saturday, 11 a.m. Central Time on ABC. Everybody's darling, not just in the SEC, but around the country, the ninth-ranked Vanderbilt Commodores head to Texas to take on the Longhorns. Arch Manning at home. Who's a better quarterback in this one, Arch Manning or Diego Pavia?
I'm going to say Pavia because I don't think Arch is playing. Go ahead and get Bauman, you're first on this one.
I'm taking the Texas Longhorns with or without Arch Manning. I think they're going to get the best of Vanderbilt. I'm tired of Diego Pavia talking. Has the Heisman conversation. And you look at his stats in the SEC, awful. Arch Manning has better stats in the SEC. Diego Pavia, it's more of a culture thing with him and what he's built at Vanderbilt than stats. And I get that in a sense, but he talks too much for what he puts on the football field. Texas's defense, they've had some interesting weeks the past couple of games, but they get on track. And if Matthew Caldwell is the quarterback, I think Texas might even be better offensively.
All right, Giddens, go ahead.
This is a tough one. And also, I respect the crap out of Texas's defense.
And even if Texas loses this game, they're out of the playoff, so their backs are against the wall.
I'd feel better for this for Texas if it was a late game, but I think Vandy loves this 11 a.m. slot.
That's because they're usually playing last 45 years.
They're not used to night games. So I'm going to go Vandy on the road. They are the favorite. Three straight weeks, Vandy's been a ranked favorite in the SEC. What world are we living in?
Well, I'll tell you this world. Vandy's never been in the top 10 in football. They finally get there, and they're not going to stay there long. Texas's defense is so much like Alabama's. That's what's going to happen this Saturday. Pavia turns it over a couple of times. They can't catch up. And I'm like Bauman. I think somebody's coming in here to take Arch Manning's job. Okay? If he plays and he doesn't play well, he's getting the hook, kind of like what we gave what's his name last week?
I don't know. I've already forgot him.
Yeah, Taylen Green.
Yeah. See it. Jackson Arnold.
But seriously, I just think Texas's defense is still too good. Now, let me tell you this. I love Clark Lee. I love what they're doing. It's a great story. I just think their luck runs out on them a little bit this Saturday. That's all.
All right, so y'all both go Texas, and I go Vandy.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm either going to make up some ground here, or I am screwed.
That's right. Get out. Well, I'm not going to say that. We'll come back with what we need to get out. Michael Giddens, Alex Bauman in the studio with me. We're talking SEC football. Game 6, go!
2:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. Fifth-ranked Georgia at the new coachless Florida Gators. 3-4. Georgia's only a 7.5-point favorite. Of course, this one, neutral site in Jacksonville. In the next 2 years, it won't be in Jacksonville. They'll split time between Tampa and Atlanta. As it's renovated in at Everbank Stadium. But, guys, I guess I'll start first on this one. All I got to say is,
I think it's all you really – who is interim right now for the Gators?
I have no idea. I don't think it really matters, to be honest with you. I know that interim for LSU is Frank Wilson.
Yeah.
I will say this, and I'll go after Giddens. I think Florida plays this game – closer to the vest than most of the experts are going to say.
It's Billy Gonzalez is the interim for Florida.
I will say Florida's defense is not horrible, guys. They just can't score. I mean, come on, unless it's on
Sycamore Tech.
Yeah. Still think Georgia wins the game, but boy, would I love it to see a Gator chomp at about 6 o'clock Saturday evening.
Oh, I hope I'm wrong.
Me too.
But
I'm sick of the Georgia thing.
I'm going Georgia as well.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward there. We're all going Georgia. Any of us would be crazy to pick Florida in that one.
Yep.
All right, so the next one up, we'll go to the SEC Network, 3 p.m. Central Time. Alex, I don't know who you're going to pick in this game. Mississippi State at Arkansas. Arkansas, 4.5-point favorites.
I can tell you who he's going to pick.
I know he said he's not going to pick Mississippi State, but Arkansas burned him last week. I mean, both these teams just like not beating teams.
Go ahead, Alex. Jump on out there on this Ofer limb.
I said I'd never pick him again, but I'm picking the Bulldogs. Bulldogs
two times in a row.
Where is this game being played?
This one's at Fayetteville.
I'll be honest with you. I think Arkansas is good enough to get it done Saturday to get their first SEC.
I picked Mississippi State to beat Texas last week, and I turned the TV off on that game when it was 38-21 Mississippi State, thinking there's no way that Mississippi State can lose this game. And then I found out later they lost that game. So give me Arkansas, because I'm taking over Alex's position on this one. I don't care who Mississippi State plays the rest of the year. I'm not picking this Mississippi State team to win games that are close. Arkansas.
What if they were just playing BYU?
Arkansas just don't.
His darling.
I'm picking BYU. Just give me Arkansas to win as long as they don't fumble late.
Or throw a pick six.
I'll be honest with you. I think the weather had a lot to do with all Arkansas with those turnovers last week. I really do. Dry field, green's tough. And I believe Mississippi State's going to find it a little tough sledding.
So all right, you're taking the Razorbacks?
Yeah.
So we both go Arkansas, and Alex goes Mississippi
State. There's another game to get up on us, and it just probably means not. It just means
Blake
more.
Chapin will throw another interception to a defensive tackle like he did against Florida.
All right, Giddens, who's next?
All right, 6 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. South Carolina got to be feeling bad after what happened against Alabama last week. Now has to travel to Oxford to take on the 7th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels. Ole Miss 12.5-point favorite. Does South Carolina stand any chance in this game?
No. I'll go first. Lane Kiffin really needs to keep moving forward. Don't move backwards. Don't drop one you shouldn't drop.
He always does.
He always does, but I really don't think it'll be this week because I just don't think South Carolina can stop Ole Miss's offense. I'm going Rebels.
Yeah, I'm going Ole Miss as well. South Carolina was a much better team last year, and Ole Miss still completely whipped them, and this is going to be a lot worse.
If this was at South Carolina, I'd take the Gamecocks to pull off the upset, but being at Ole Miss, I'll take the Rebels.
And, hey, Lane's finally over his winless streak against ranked SEC teams on the road, so can't hold that against him anymore.
Nope.
He got that over with in Norman, so maybe he turned a new leaf. He sure did talk a lot of trash after that game, too. All right, so next one, speaking of Oklahoma, it'll be one of the only two top 25 matchups in the entire country this week. 18th-ranked Oklahoma at 14th-ranked Tennessee, 6:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. Tennessee, 3.5-point favorites at home. This may be a playoff elimination game.
You're up.
I'm going to go with the home team. I'm going to go Tennessee. In a battle of quarterbacks, I'm going to take Joey Aguilar over John Mateer, and I think Tennessee's just high-powered enough offensively to score on Oklahoma's defense. Meanwhile, Oklahoma's offense continues to falter.
Oklahoma's defense has not looked good the past couple of weeks. It's been a pretty rough sledding for them. Going to Neyland Stadium, Tennessee plays about zero defense themselves, but I'm a big believer in what Tennessee has offensively. Being at Neyland Stadium, hate to play there. It's a difficult place. Alabama can tell you all about it the past couple of seasons. I'm taking Tennessee. In Oklahoma, your season's over.
Remember all these people that were harping on how good Oklahoma was when they beat Auburn?
John Mateer, Heisman favorite.
Yeah. Throw that out the window with just like the rest of it, man. Here's the thing with me. Okay, I really believe that Josh Heupel took his foot off of the gas several weeks ago when they had Georgia on the ropes in that building. That will not happen again tomorrow. They're good enough offensively to score on anybody. I mean, they scored points on Alabama. They scored a lot of points on Georgia. Give me the checkerboard end zone and the Tennessee Volunteers to take down the Sooners.
All right, so we all go with the Vols. Maybe we differ on this next one. 6:30 p.m. Central Time on the SEC Network. The 2-5 Kentucky Wildcats head to the Plains to take on the 4-4 Auburn Tigers. Auburn, 10.5-point favorites at home. Should Auburn be that heavily favored, or will this one be closer?
Batman, go ahead with this one.
Auburn makes it 2 in a row, and they beat Kentucky. Makes it 2 in a row. I think this is a must-win game for bowl eligibility because you have Vanderbilt and Alabama left. I think Mercer's are – I would hope is a shoe-in for Hugh Freeze. But we said that about New Mexico a couple of years ago, and Dago Pave came into Jordan Hare and gave it to him.
Me? You're looking at me?
I'll go. All right, so Kentucky is definitely the worst team in the SEC. I think everybody looking at how they've played this year.
Talented quarterback, though, I'll say that.
Talented quarterback and Cutter Bowler, but he may not be playing. A rumor is right now that Zach Calzada may be taking the snaps behind center, which would be very interesting to see. Seeing as
he's,
how, you know,
he's moved around more than somebody that took X-lax.
He's right up there with TJ Finley in terms of career stops.
I mean, he's moved around more than somebody that took X-lax.
A&M, Auburn, Incarnate Word,
Kentucky. And, Kentucky. You know, his career ups and downs. Beat Alabama when he was at Texas A&M in that crazy night game while he was playing with, like, a hurt leg and a hurt arm.
That's the day I retired my Derrick Henry jersey. That's the day it was retired and never worn again.
I think he got a deal to come to Auburn just because he beat Alabama and then never sees the field at Auburn.
Hugh Freeze, Jackson Arnold.
Talks about his time at Auburn as some of the worst days of his life. Goes to Incarnate Word. He's pretty good statistically there, and now he comes to Kentucky and loses his job to a true freshman within a few weeks. But now he may be back. It would be very poetic if he managed to beat Auburn, but I see absolutely no way that happens. Auburn learned last week, and they should have learned this at the first game of the season, that all they need to do is run the ball. Auburn runs the ball. We see Jackson Arnold and Ashton Daniels in this game, two quarterback system, and Auburn wins by at least two scores.
Xavier Atkins might be the best linebacker in the country.
Absolutely.
You know, you're right. I don't toot a lot of Auburn players' horns a lot, but that cat's been good all year. I mean, really good.
Former LSU player. Brian Kelly.
Thank you, Brian Kelly.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. Well, he's not LSU anymore. He took his $50 million check and went out the door. Listen, I just believe that, you know, we talk about how – everybody talks about how good Auburn's defense is. I mean, let's be honest. They don't have to be real good tomorrow night. What we need to do is take care of the football. If we take care of the football and run the football, like Gidden said, mix in some passes, doubtful whether Cam Coleman's going to play or not, we may not need him. I'll be honest with you. We'll see. But I'm going to say this. A lot of people got on Hugh Freeze about one thing after the Missouri game, and we missed, what, two field goals with Alex McPherson. Kudos to that young man. 6-for-6 last week on the road at Arkansas.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get off the young man's back. He's had more on him than we can all imagine.
Yeah.
Okay.
What he's gone through, and to have a game like that, tying the career or the single game record for field goals at Auburn, he'll always have that. He almost outscored Arkansas by himself.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think with this being at Jordan Hare, I am like Alex. They need to get bowl eligible. What does bowl eligibility do to you? It gives you more practice time at the end of the season. We're not going to the SEC championship game or the playoffs. So a bowl game is very important to this program. Give me my Tigers.
So nobody's going Kentucky.
No, nobody's a fool here.
Hey.
You wanted to make up ground. Switch your pick. David did last week.
Yeah, if you want to make up ground, step out there on that limb.
It really has helped me over the last year to go against Auburn, but there is no way I can pick Kentucky in this game.
Who did you pick last week?
I picked Auburn.
I'm the only one that picked Arkansas.
And I picked Auburn too. Mm-hmm. You think I'm picking with my heart, and I'm not. Last 2 weeks, I picked with my head.
I picked with my head, too. And it made more sense for Auburn to beat Arkansas and Kentucky than practically anybody else they played this year.
And I'm going to tell you this. They're going to beat Vanderbilt.
I could see it.
You better hope Vanderbilt doesn't lose this weekend.
Well, we all said they were.
No, Gidden said they would win, didn't you?
Huh?
No. You took Texas, didn't you?
I took Vandy.
Okay. Well, so. I'm telling you. Auburn's going to show up in Nashville good and mad.
I mean, we beat them there 2 years ago. We just ran the ball. So
I know they didn't have Pavi and all that. I'm just telling you. Well,
I'll tell you what, Dago Pavi will be practicing the victory formation in warm-ups like every week.
Yeah.
So if you take a video of that before the game and show Xavier Atkins and Keyron Crawford and Keldrick Faulk.
How many more we got?
That was the last one.
That was the last one.
Save the best for last.
Absolutely. Well, so how many teams are off in the SEC this week?
Alabama,
LSU, because they play each other next week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Texas A&M's off.
Yeah, A&M's off.
How about that's about it.
There's got to be one more.
It's got to be.
Who are we forgetting about?
Missouri.
Yeah.
A&M. They needed off.
Yep.
After their quarterback, that was a gruesome injury.
That was puked. All right. There's our picks. We'll be back next week.